From Willoughby to Waverley, Waverton. You're listening to the North Shores FM 99.3.
The Long Way Home, I'm Jane Arakawa on Northside Radio. Well, last year, the Mossman Art Gallery commissioned local artist from Mossman, Michelle Belgiorno, to create an artwork commemorating 75 years since the three Japanese midget submarines carried out the surprise attack on Sydney Harbour. It was back in May 1942. And to talk about the artwork and the artists who are also presenting in the studio right now with me is artist Michelle Belgiorno. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jane.
So we've got contemporary Australian and Japanese artists. Can you tell me how you basically got involved in this?
So there are six artists in total. I've had a long association with Japan, as you know, Jane, yes, because we met, I think, nearly 40 years ago at Sydney University.
Shh, don't give out numbers. I suppose, yes, we should divulge that, shouldn't we? Yeah, that's right.
So we studied Japanese together at Sydney University. And as an artist, I've, over the last 5 years or so, brought together my interest and love of Japanese culture with my art practice. So when the gallery was selecting artists to exhibit in this exhibition, I was lucky enough to be invited. Ken Doan is another one of the artists. He has done a series of works on the submarine attack. A young Japanese artist has been invited. She actually did a residency in Mossman last year, and so she's doing a video work. Sue Pedley is another Australian artist who has spent some time in Japan, and she's doing an installation. And one other artist, Jenny Fei Yen, who I'm not familiar with, but she's done a video work again on the same subject.
Yes, and this is going to be at a special location, but it is commissioned by the Mossman Art Gallery. It's a beautiful location. It's up on George's Heights, Mossman.
Yes, it's in some old oil tanks that were actually built during the war to store oil for the ships. They were camouflaged with a series of roofs that look like regular buildings so that the Japanese planes couldn't recognise them as oil tanks. They've since been emptied of their oil, and one of them in particular has been converted into an art space, an arts venue, and it's so it's a very large black tank. Oh, quite atmospheric and very appropriate for the subject matter in this case.
And this is up on the headlands of Mossman.
This is on the headlands of Mossman. So that whole area was once military land, and most of it's been converted into, well, public land that's run by the Sydney Harbour Federation Trust. I'm lucky enough to be one of 20 or so artists who have their studios in that area.
I've seen them. They're beautiful, and lovely little, very light-filled studios.
Yeah, light-filled studios, beautiful, and surrounded by bushland, and we've got a very nice cafe nearby. So it's a great community and a great place to work.
Oh, wonderful. And the exhibition itself is called Tokotai. Is that
yes,
right?
It's right? Actually an abbreviation of Tokubetsu Kogeki Tai, which meant Special Attack Forces. So the Mossman Art Gallery selected that title, but it's the theme of the whole exhibition is the three midget submarines that, as you said earlier, attacked Sydney Harbour on May.
Back in May 1942.
June. It was,
31st of May, right, to the 1st of June. 75 years.
Yes.
And of course, recently, well, in the last, was it 5 or 10 years, we found the third midget submarine,
the one that actually successfully blew up HMAS Cuttable, which was down near Garden Island.
And Michelle, as an artist and commissioned to present some work for this particular commemoration, it'd be quite a sensitive artwork that you would have to think about. Where did you go to for inspiration, or what did you find brought you to the particular piece that you've prepared?
Yes, I started to do some research, and one of the midget submarines was actually blown up in Taylor's Bay, Mossman, again near my studio and near the exhibition site. The two submariners inside committed suicide rather than be captured by enemy forces. And when they pulled up this submarine, they were wearing Senninburi belts, which is a wide belt traditionally worn by Japanese to protect the stomach area, which is considered the centre of the spirit, if you like.
And it's a cloth belt, isn't it?
It's a cloth belt, a white, light cotton belt.
That would be worn under the uniform?
Worn under the uniform, next to your skin. These particular belts were given to Japanese soldiers before they departed to war by their loved ones, by their mothers, their sisters, their wives, and they were stitched traditionally by 1,000 women, and it was believed that the love and the strength of the stitches would protect the wearer. Anyway, so when they pulled up the submarine, the submariners were wearing these belts. And after the war, when the relationship between Australia and Japan became friendly and trade was strong, the Australian government decided to give this particular belt back to the mother of the lieutenant of the midget submarine. So she came to Australia, the belt was returned, she was obviously very moved, and she was a poet, as it turned out, and she wrote several poems over many years and sent them back to the Australian War Memorial in gratitude for...
They were honoured, weren't they?
They were honoured,
when they retrieved the submarine back during the war, they were actually given military
honours, and in the funeral, and their ashes, according to Japanese tradition, were sent back to Japan. And, yes, so it was a very respectful treatment given by the Australian government. And then after the war as well, this relationship between the mother of this particular lieutenant and the Australian War Memorial was very poetic, and that's what touched me. I thought, well, if you can build relationships through a physical relic like this, there might be stronger relationships built 75 years later. So I thought I'll make 75 belts. And
of,
I'll get
of the Sennimbari.
Of the Sennimbari, so traditionally shaped belts, but rather than stitch them in the traditional way, I had both Australian and Japanese women stitch on their own stories or symbols that they thought related their response to the narrative.
Well, wonderful story. And these Sennimbari or belts, cotton belts, I guess they're cotton?
Cotton, a light cotton, like a loose weave linen or cotton. And so 75 different designs, some of them traditional, some of them with writing.
With poetry as well.
Poetry.
And this is in Shodo, the
yes,
artwork.
Some of them. In fact, one of them actually has
calligraphy. That's the word I know.
Calligraphy and also stitched poetry, the poems of the mother of Matsue submariner. So you look at a wide range of them, and then they will all be exhibited in this installation.
And you can go along to see it, of course, it's the exhibition. It's going to be held, as Michelle said, at the Camouflage Fuel Tank. It's T5 Camouflage Fuel Tank at Headland Park, Georges Heights in Mossman. And it's from the 20th of May, which is when you've got your opening, and then following that, the exhibition will be available for the public to go to see.
Correct, for about 3 weeks until the 12th of June.
Fantastic. You haven't seen the other artist's work, so this is going to be...
It'll be a surprise for me too.
And a wonderful experience too. And anyone interested in the history of this, but not only this event, of course, but an event that actually brought the war to Australia.
To Australia,
well,
to Sydney.
To Sydney.
Yeah. There will be artist talks every Saturday at 2 p.m. in the tanks.
Yeah.
So anybody who wants to hear more information, please come along.
Yeah. And Michelle, as you said, we've known each other from high school, actually.
From high school.
We've been travelling to Japan. Have you got further works, or is there more in store for this after doing this particular project?
Yes, there is. I think my passion for Japan only strengthens over time. So I'm actually going to go back in October for a month. I've got a residency in Kyushu, probably again 2D rather than an installation like this, but we'll see what comes of it.
You never know. Looking forward to getting along to see the exhibition. I think it's a delicate experience, isn't it? It's a
sensitive topic.
Yeah.
I was very aware of that, both from the Australian perspective with the history of our POWs under Japan, and also from the Japanese perspective. Japanese don't like to talk about the war. There's a sense of shame, perhaps you could say. But I must say I was blown away by the enthusiasm and the support to engage with the project and to talk about the stories that people had heard or that they had personally experienced. It ended up becoming a project of peace, really, and the importance of keeping the dialogue going.
Wonderful. And that information again, artist from Mossman, Michelle Belgiorno, is just one of the artists, as she mentioned, Ken Doan, Jenny Fayen, Sue Pedley, Miku Sato and Gary Warner, some of the artists presenting their works, and it's called Tokotai and Contemporary Australian and Japanese Artists on War and the Battle of Sydney Harbour, and you can see it at the T5 Camouflage Fuel Tank, Headland Park, Georges Heights, Mossman, and it's from the 20th of May to the 12th of June this year. Michelle, thank you very much.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you.
You're in tune with your community on FM 99.3.